Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of On God's Learning Channel here on Light of the Southwest. I'm your host, Eric Espatia, and
Holly Espatia.
Shalom. Welcome, everybody.
We are so excited to have an exciting guest with us today. And we always say this every time we do a show, but for real, this next ministry has been at the forefront and the cutting edge of like up-to-date news from Israel since the war and before. This organization and their president and CEO, Amir Sefarti, isn't able to join us, but we do have an exciting representative and ambassador for the ministry. Behold Israel, please welcome Jason Comans.
Hey, shalom. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jason, for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you today.
My pleasure.
So we are not coming live from Israel, but Jason, the ministry is all around the world. Jason's coming from us live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Is that correct?
That's correct. Born and raised in Montana, and I lived in the Southwest with my family for the last 10 years. So kind of like Israel, but not really.
That's a big coincidence. Holly is also born and raised in Montana.
Yep. What?
Yep. Go Montana.
Which city?
Great Falls, Montana.
Okay. So. Born in Missoula, raised in the Bitterroot Valley. So just a few hours west of you.
That's awesome. And I think we probably share the joy of seeing the Cowboys in Israel. That brings so much joy to my heart. So
yeah, I saw those on social media. It was cool to see from multiple states too, just to see those partaking and helping with the recovery process.
Yeah, what a blessing. Well, it's really fun to share this connection. And it's a small world. That's what we always say, especially really in the kingdom. It seems like there's always something connecting us, but we would love to hear today about Behold Israel and your role and just all of it, really.
Yeah, so. What's new, what's going on? But before we get there, let's open up with a word of prayer, if you don't mind, Jason. I will just say a quick prayer for us. Abba, we just thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your ministry and what you're doing through GLC and through the Light of the Southwest. And we just are excited to hear what our brothers and sisters are doing with Behold Israel and what's going on in Israel and with their ministry. So, Father, we just ask for your spirit to guide us and your words to be spoken. And may your message ultimately come through to our audience. Mm-hmm. And may we be a blessing to all those who are listening and watching us today. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Jason, tell us what's going on with Behold Israel. What's new and what do we not know?
Yeah, I mean, Behold Israel became an official licensed 501c3 nonprofit here in 2014, and officially. But before that, it goes back well over a decade to when our president and CEO, Amir Sefarti, living in northern Israel, that's where he resides today. When he got out of the military, he became an official licensed tour guide in Israel, which is a very demanding job, but also a highly sought after job. I mean, Israelis love to teach people about their land, especially, and now more specifically, Amir's passion. For those of you who don't really know the history, this is really key. Amir got saved during the early days of his time in the Israel Defense Force.
Wow.
And his passion, after going through some Bible school, getting a Bible education, became not just teaching tour buses and tour groups about Israel and Bible prophecy. He really felt God calling him. He loved teaching Christian groups on tour buses, but he really felt like God was giving him a mission to take it from the tour bus to a global audience. And that's when he really felt his calling, because it went from just tours, media, to teaching. And those are the three pillars of the ministry today: teaching, tours, and media. And so to this day, we still offer teachings all over the world, primarily via Amir. He travels internationally on an annual basis. teaching in different conferences at different churches, but also some of our other staff members. We've taught internationally here around the U.S. We've taught in several states. And so the expansion, the reach of the ministry, and ultimately the reach of the hope of the scriptures is what's mm-hmm. expanding all over the world today. Mm-hmm. We see God using Behold Israel in that way. And that's what we emphasize as a ministry, is teaching on the times and the seasons so people can find faith, love, and the hope of salvation. We believe that's what Bible prophecy, when correctly understood, offers, is hope for the future, no matter your circumstances now. And as a ministry, we still offer tours right now. They're suspended for reasons that are both obvious and we'll discuss here in a little bit. We've been suspending our tours, but we do tours not just in Israel, but we do Bible Lands tours. We do Bible prophecy cruise conferences. And then we offer a vast array of resources online. And we continue to do that today.
Wow, that mm-hmm. is awesome. That is so deep. So Behold, if anyone wants to look at beholdisrael.org, I mean, I'm sure they can connect mm-hmm. and get and connect to some of these resources.
Absolutely.
I want to go on one of those cruises.
You know, cruises is a new thing for us. We just experimented with it last July of 2023. We did an Alaskan cruise, but we had three speakers. We had teachings every day. And it was just this Bible prophecy conference with a vast array of topics, a Q&A, and it offered our guests and our followers this opportunity to both go on vacation, to mm-hmm. recover mentally, spiritually, physically, but also have a spiritual experience. And it was awesome. I mean, we had over 900 guests on this cruise ship. It was pretty out of this world. And so now it's something that we're hoping to keep as an annual reoccurrence. Maybe more than once a year.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Wow.
And talk about you are right. Beholdisrael.org is where you can find anything and everything about the ministry. We have all of our upcoming events, all of Amir's and our teachers' different Bible teachings on there. We have a page of podcasts that we turn all of our teachings, updates, Q&As. You can find out. We turn all those into podcasts. You can find everything about our ministry at beholdisrael.org.
Yes, awesome. Thanks for sharing. So it says you guys go around, you have different tour guides, and you yourself travel around doing conferences, and you're going to go to California later this afternoon. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, and we're a guest. A dear friend of the ministry, Pastor Barry Stagner. He's at Calvary Central OC in Southern California. Dear friend of Amir, dear friend of the ministry, he's hosting his annual Proximity Bible Prophecy Conference, and I'm going out to assist one of my bosses, our Vice President of Operations, Mike Golay. He is a guest speaker in the conference, as well as Amir via Zoom on Saturday, and then on Sunday, Mike's teaching at his church. So I'm out there to help run the tech and organizational side of things, and just to be an assistant to the leadership.
Okay, so at this point, I would love to hear how you got connected with Behold Israel.
Yeah, how did Montana boy get connected to Israel? This is awesome. Yeah.
Whenever I've spoken in a few, a handful of churches around the country, and I feel like I find myself always telling people, let me just disappoint you now. I'm not Israeli. I'm not even Jewish. I'm just a Dutch Indonesian boy raised in Western Montana. So close, but also very far. God's calling is a really profound thing. And I hope if you're listening to this and you see this, that you know that my calling's unique, but it's no more and no less unique than the calling God has given each and every one of you. And we have the responsibility, just like the children of Israel, throughout the conquests of the Old Testament, the journeys, the Exodus, to look back and see what God has done in our lives, because it's then that we acknowledge his faithfulness and it gives us assurance for the future too. And we draw near to him when we do that. And for me, when I got out of Bible college, where I went in Wyoming, I did a pastoral internship in Las Vegas. I was working a secular full-time job to support my family as well. And then I ended up taking this job with a big golf club manufacturing company here in the States, which took us to Phoenix. And in my time there, I was there for a total of 3.5 years. In my time there, I became the assistant to the CEO. And one day I just remember before I actually became his assistant, I remember thinking, you know, I got to get back to the roots of some things I learned in school. I'm starting to forget these things. I've got to make my faith my own. And so what I did was I looked up something about the book of Daniel on YouTube, and Amir was the first result I saw. So I looked at it and I'd started listening to this guy, and I was like, yeah, all of this is starting to make more sense. And he's bringing clarity to these things I had forgotten. Then I found out he had this whole ministry. So while I was at work, I would work and listen to his weekly updates. I couldn't get enough of his teachings. And then they announced a young adults tour and coming up in 2019. And I was like, well, I'm sure there's a billion other people that are going to apply for a scholarship to go, but hey, why not me? You never know. So I applied. In God's, by God's grace, I was contacted later in the year and told I'd be given a scholarship to go on a young adults tour to Israel, to have this experience with Behold Israel. And in the first couple of days there, it became known to me. I didn't pursue it, but while I was there, the Behold Israel staff had made it known to me that Amir was looking for an assistant because he didn't have one at the time, and he really was in a position where he needed one. And it kind of went in one ear and out the other because I was in a very routine position. My family, we were very comfortable in the situation we were in, but then it became very clear the nudgings, the not only the nudgings from the BI staff, but also the divine nudgings of see what I'm putting before you. Like, this is a calling. This isn't just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. This is a calling. And I met with Amir near the end of that tour, and he told me to go home and pray about it for a month first. That's when I knew the seriousness of this, because we all like immediate answers. We like responses. We like closure, but he told me to go home and pray for a month with my family. And that was in June of 2019. And in August of 2019, I left Ping and I joined Behold Israel as the administrative assistant. And then, so I've been with the ministry since then. And it was in September of 23 that I was moved into the role of director of tours and conferences. And I still help out administratively. I'm serving in that capacity as well. I love what I do. It's a gift. Just like anything else, it has its trials. It has its days of disappointment with self or whatever, just the challenges of ministry, challenges of navigating through ministry and life and wanting to give your best and falling short, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. We've gone through some tough seasons as a ministry. I mean, right after I was hired, we got hit with COVID. That killed tours for 2 years. We had to really get creative. And Amir, God has really gifted Amir with just as a visionary. He's a real visionary, and he's not afraid to try new things. They don't work, we move on to something else. But God just gave him these creative avenues that we installed and we still use today to expand our reach.
Wow.
Yeah. That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's wonderful to hear, but it's very encouraging as well. And I'm sure many people will find some comfort and inspiration.
I did.
Yeah, and so, like I said, I did. You don't always understand, like, in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I don't think most of the authors in scripture understand what they are doing in the moment. But when you stop and look back, you go, man, God brought me to this place, to this place, to this place. Yeah. And God has me at Behold Israel for a reason and a season. Yeah. And how long? Yeah. I don't know. But we all have the responsibility to be faithful where we are.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I can tell you, Behold Israel was such an encouragement to us here at GLC, even for myself, as we were on the doorstep of October 7th. Yeah. And we're just like, where do you find good, reliable news sources to find out what's going on as things are happening? We found that Amir's Telegram channel was just days, if not weeks, ahead of anything local. Yep. And so,
yeah,
very, yeah, they put it up right now, the slide, to check it out. Join Amir's channel on Telegram. If you're looking for some way to keep up with modern news, what's going on, kind of unfiltered, there's a lot of stuff coming at you through it. We found it to be just a great news source. Jason, tell us more.
Yeah, I mean, Telegram was something we switched, the platform of choice that we switched over to following the 2020 election cycle here in the US, just because of some issues we were dealing with on other social media platforms. Mm. We turned to Telegram and we haven't looked back, because there's a lot more freedom on this platform. And the amount of followers we've gained since switching to this too, I mean, it's astronomical. But it also, what's so unique about it is it also works as a messaging app, and that's what the app is called. It's Telegram Messenger. So if you go to your app store, that's what it's going to be called, Telegram Messenger. So you can use it for communication too. So it's a lot more versatile in that respect. But it's really a one-stop shop. If you scan this QR code here, it's a, what you download the app, you create your own account. It's very fast and streamlined. And all of a sudden you subscribe to this channel. It's a one-stop shop for real-time news updates from Amir. And it's enabled him to reach people with the news much quicker, much faster. And he can get so much more in a short amount of time than he used to be able to.
Yeah, and I'm so thankful that you have the QR code, and I think quite a few people were misled and joined his channel, but there were some issues because posers.
Yeah, there's always imposters, and you, you really do have to watch out for that, because if you join the wrong channel, you'll know one, because right now Amir's posting around in the average of 50 times a day. And by the way, if you don't want all those notifications, just shut your notifications off for Telegram and just check it once a day, a couple times a day, and see what's going on. But you'll know it's a fake page because he has well over 480,000 subscribers. The rest do not. They're not even in the vicinity. And you have to watch out because they'll try to reach you in his name and scam you out of money. We've seen it. So beware. The real channel, you'll know it's got well over 480,000 subscribers.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is amazing. So since we follow the channel, we do know a little bit of what's kind of new and what's coming up and what's going on. Can you tell us a little bit about your teaching facility in and around the Galilee? Give us the update. What's it doing? What's the vision there?
Yeah, so this new facility, this new installment, is still Behold Israel, and it's called Behold Israel Connect. And this idea, first of all, Amir has a small studio he's been using for the last few years in northern Israel. But this idea of having a state-of-the-art studio where he can produce high-end real-time media and get it out to the world and have a team around him to help him do that several times a week. Has been a dream of his for years, but he's settled with what's been available to him for the last few years. And now this idea of Connect was really birthed early last year in 2023. The name came about kind of the middle of last year. And why Connect? Because the whole idea is to take what Behold Israel does and has and connect with local Israeli, connect with international ministries through media and through in-person interactions, whether that's through international tour groups stopping by, whether that's, because he has a lot more square footage at this place. It's going to be beautiful. It's under construction right now. And but also through local Israeli ministries and local Israeli leaders. It's an opportunity to join forces, enhance our mission and really expand what we do. So Connect is a very fitting name for the purpose of this new studio.
That's awesome. I love it. I love the vision of a very pro-Christian, pro-Israel, pro-Jewish ministry come together and work together, not be separated. And there are so many beautiful ministries in and around the Galilee, and including yours. We are excited next time we come to Israel to connect with you there.
That perfect. See, you already get it, to connect. Like, that's exactly the whole point. And actually, we were in a staff meeting yesterday, and Amir, he was excited because he shared with us that, you know, a dear friend and pastor of his in Israel even talked about, you know, they have men's evening as a church and whatnot. And they already suggested, well, hey, when that studio's ready, we can have men's groups there. We can do these different things there. And so that's the whole idea is, for years the focus has been so international in scope, which is awesome. Mm. And it's not going to be less international in scope, but now we've got an avenue of really targeting local Israelis as well, and Connect offers that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about the new book release that's due to come out very soon that you all are working on?
Yeah. Discovering Daniel is Amir's latest book. It comes out this May. Discovering Daniel is really, it's a prequel of sorts to his best-selling Revealing Revelation. Revealing Revelation, the whole point of this book was to be I call it the layman's guide through the book of Revelation. It's easy to understand. It's not a deep theological commentary on Revelation. It's an easy to read, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, layman's study of the book of Revelation. And it's written in such a way that the things that the reader might be normally intimidated by, or really just overwhelmed or confused by, we deal with those things in this book. And that was his heart in doing this, is so many churches, the church globally, avoids this, the final revelation of God's word, which provides only hope to those who are children of God. And it also gives us an urgency for the lost around us. And when a church doesn't teach on this book, when a church ignores this book because of all of the symbolic language, which actually does have literal meanings, we put ourselves in great danger. God revealed it so that we would understand it and know it and apply it. And that's why it was so critical to Amir and the ministry to produce this book. Now, come up to today and you have Discovering Daniel. You can see with the QR code and the images here, they look very similar. And that was by design, because Daniel and Revelation are synonymous. I mean, Daniel is the revelation of the Old Testament. Revelation is the most Jewish book of the New Testament. Mm-hmm. As far as its language, the things it alludes to in the Old Testament. Listen, if you know your Old Testament, Revelation is going to make a lot more sense to you.
Yeah.
A lot more sense. Genesis to Malachi. If you have a decent grasp of it, and the more you know it, the better and more comfortable and confident you're going to be with the book of Revelation. And so Daniel has so much to say that is paralleled later on in the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Amir's passion was, we've got to get this book out there. This resource is so important for people. And now they're going to have a really comfortable grasp on the final book of the Bible, because the Old Testament spoke of it far prior.
Yeah.
And so the things revealed in you could say the things discovered in the book of Daniel, literally in your Bible, are then later revealed. You're able to make more sense of them in the book of Revelation. And that's what was revealed to Daniel as well, that knowledge is going to increase. And guess what? You get to the book of Revelation and you're able to put those dots together. And so these two are meant to be together because they have so much, both reveal things about each other.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, it comes out in May.
Okay, it comes out in May.
But every pre-order helps us now to expand the reach of, especially the secular big box stores. They look at pre-order numbers to decide if they want to carry a book or not. And so every pre-order helps us get closer to that goal of getting this out to a wider audience.
Perfect. Yeah, I appreciate everything you're sharing about why he wrote these books. Right now, our congregation, we're going through Revelations. We just started. And it's been very beautiful to see how our leader has tied in all of the references or many references from the Old Testament, of course, but also from the Jewish writings. He's sort of hitting it from different facets. And I think what we have found from walking, you know, over the years, I think it's been about 16 years of walking more closely with the fullness of what the Bible has to offer. Yeah. I'm, you know, from keeping the Sabbath to participating in God's feast days, that all of these pieces together have opened up the scriptures in ways that we could not see before we started just doing. But so, yeah, I think Genesis will probably maybe be the third book, because Genesis is incredible, but unlocking the understanding. But what we've also found is connecting with our Jewish brothers and sisters, because they have keys to understanding what's happening right now, that if we're not connected to them, we're going to miss it.
Yeah, the book ultimately is a story of Israel, the people of Israel, the Jewish people, and connecting with that and understanding who our brothers are. And then that ultimately helps us to, when we understand and put them in their place, we don't try to replace them. We see revelation unlock. And I'm sure Amir probably touching on that in his book. And that's that's exciting that that you guys have a mission to share this knowledge and vision with everyone around. And and these are the days. These are the days that, you know, Daniel says, you know, lock it up. This isn't the time yet for him to reveal all things. So that's what Daniel said. But now we are in those times. Those things need to be unlocked, and that you're a part of that vision and unlocking that vision. That's
right. And God revealed it so that we would know it. And if we have the approach of, I'm not going to read this because I don't understand it, it intimidates me, we probably wouldn't read any of the Bible if that's our approach, because God doesn't change the way he speaks. God doesn't change, has never changed who he is. So don't reject one part of the full counsel of the word of God just because what it has to say hits you from a different angle maybe than the rest of the word of God, because he's summing up everything revealed in the previous books in this final book of the Bible. It's critical. And I mean, an understanding, a full understanding of Bible prophecy gives us not just an urgency for the lost, but it gives also Bible prophecy and the Bible really understood and put in its correct place, gives us a burden for the Jewish people, because this is their Messiah that came to them. This is their Messiah that came to them. They missed it. And here we are today with the full counsel of the word, and we're able to look back and see how they missed it. And we're able to take this full truth that we have and let them know. I mean, like Paul says, provoking them to jealousy, that they're missing out. They're missing out. This Messiah you're waiting for, he's already come, but he's coming back again. When he comes back again, it's for judgment, and he's going to save the remnant of Israel, but he's coming back for judgment. So it gives us a burden for the Jewish people to know their Messiah now, that they might not spend an eternity apart from him.
Yeah, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, in the way of, I guess the way Judaism would say, the first and second coming of Yeshua, our Messiah. But it's so exciting to see this happen, and man, the days that we're in, and the news that we are seeing today, you know, of course, since October 7th, the war with Hamas. There's so much. The word Hamas jumps off the pages in the Torah, which I've never seen before. He's revealing so much. I think I saw another update from a different ministry. The red heifers, for the first time in 2,200 years, are presented themselves in Israel. This is amazing. Another key that's kind of another sign that says we're in the last days. Messiah is showing himself and moving to his people, Israel, to the Jewish people, and to us, quite frankly, in the church. Yeah. He's showing us, are we ready? Have mm-hmm. we prepared our hearts? And there's so much. It can be overwhelming. It can be scary. But it also, there is a message of hope. And that's what Behold Israel is sharing.
Right. And that's, we believe that if you don't understand Israel, you won't understand the times and the seasons. And something I see, especially in the West, specifically the U.S., is that, I mean, anymore we say churches are either woke or reformed. And sadly, both are dead to Israel. Both are dead to Bible prophecy. Because what do I mean by that? And oftentimes, if someone says they're reformed, you have to ask them what they mean by that, because it can mean a whole vast array of things. But I've been in Reformed churches that, first of all, most of the time, they don't even see a future plan for the nation of Israel anymore. They believe that the church has inherited Israel's place in God's unfolding plan. The problem with that is we're really convenient to accept all the blessings that were given to Israel, but when it comes along to see the curses that were also given, we tend to shy away from those things. Myself not included, I do not believe that. I believe that God has an unfolding plan for the nation of Israel that we are living through right now. And to the student of the Bible, you will see when you read the prophets, you read Ezekiel, you see the days of Ezekiel in chapters 36 to 38, and you go, wait a minute, those days that the Lord revealed to the prophet Ezekiel, we're living in them right now. God revealed to Ezekiel that out of the context of death, first of all, your land would be desolate. Your people would be in the context of death. Literally, they're pictured as in graves. And this is in chapter 36, the Lord says, I'm going to bring the land back to life. You get to chapter 37 and God takes Ezekiel out to the vision of the valley of dry bones. And this whole army of bones comes back to life. And Ezekiel says, you know who they are, Lord. And he says, these bones are the whole house of Israel. This is the rebirth of the nation. And then you get to later in 37 and he tells them, I'm going to put them back. I'm going to take them up out of their grave. I'm going to put them back in their land. Out of the rises, out of the ashes of the Holocaust, God fulfilled this. He brought the people back to the land after, by the way, he rebirthed the land just prior to that as well. And in the midst of it, it was dead. It was becoming alive. God was causing it to come back to life. Why? He actually tells Ezekiel, because I'm preparing it for your people, for they're about to come. And then, look at those are the days we are literally living in. And we are also getting a taste of what he also revealed to Ezekiel, that there's going to be a coalition. They're mentioned by their ancient names in chapter 38, but there's going to be a future invasion one day led by Russia, partnered with Iran and Turkey, and a bunch of other little nations surrounding Israel. Well, how could that make sense? How are we seeing that? Well, did you know that in the last several years, Russia, Iran, and Turkey have all been shaking hands and have been of the same vision in support of the Palestinians and support of them having the right to the land, and the Jews are walking on Jews and Israelis are walking on eggshells everywhere they go. They're condemning Israel connectively. They all, and especially since October 7th, they've been speaking the same language, that the Palestinians are just in what they've done. We support the Palestinians and what they did on October 7th. And Israel is all the more being isolated more and more. And that's just how God revealed it to Ezekiel, that they would one day be in a position where no nations will come to their aid. And it's only God who will eventually intervene when this happens.
Yeah.
But we live in the heart of those prophecies right now.
Right. Right.
Yep.
I mean, and as you're talking about the Ezekiel prophecy about the dry bones, and what is it specifically? It's an army that's resurrected. And what I see happening right now in Israel, just it's overwhelmingly wonderful to see the army of the Lord rising up in their midst. Their soldiers are praising the Lord before they're going out to battle. Yeah. They're rejoicing. It's just really inspiring and encouraging as they're at the forefront of confronting evil in the world. So we see such a picture of light and darkness, but this holy army being resurrected that
There's a lot of, Amir knows people that are serving. Amir served himself many years ago, but he knows people who are serving, people near and dear to him. And that's been our prayer as a ministry with our audience. We had done prayer meetings on Zoom 3 times a week since October 7th, all the way through the end of the year. And part of what we were praying for was, first of all, that the Lord would protect the IDF, because we recognize that they are fighting evil. They're dealing with, the worst thing the modern world has seen, especially regarding Jews since the Holocaust. No question. It's the most grotesque thing I've ever seen in my lifetime. And we won't even go into those details, but nothing like this has been done. They put ISIS to shame in ways. And so, part of our prayer has been too that not only that the Lord would cause the military to endure, but also that throughout all of this, hearts would be turned to the Savior, because that's part of what Ezekiel also revealed to us, is that God told him, I'm going to put them in the land first in unbelief. They're going to be restored in unbelief. It's because it's about God's faithfulness, not theirs. Mm-hmm. He's going to put them back in the land, but also that one day we know there's going to be a spiritual rebirth. And so we've been praying that throughout all of this, through this disaster, the hearts of the people, the hearts of soldiers, and like you said, we're already seeing, you're seeing evidences of soldiers, they're praying before they go into battle. And while their understanding of the Messiah still might not be there yet, we're praying that it will be, that at the end of this, they would recognize that their Father has already provided their Messiah, and his name is Jesus. And that they no longer need to wait. They need to accept him now, because today is the day of salvation.
Amen. Amen. It is the evidence too that I learned through the Telegram channel following Amir, seeing the evidence of, like you said, you have Iran, you have Turkey, you see evidence of this, and Russia all coming together. There's evidence of this coming together through the rockets that they're being recovered from the IDF. I mean, you look at who's selling them weapons.
Yeah, right.
Russian made, North Korean made, Turkey. And it's just like, there's the evidence that they're working together to support this terrorism. And it's, you can't beat a picture, and it's just right there in your face. And so if anyone's denying that this isn't happening, you're not being truthful to yourself.
You're not seeing what's right in front of you. And if you're denying this, then you should question a lot more. You should be skeptical of a lot of other things in life, because the evidence is right there, and they don't really put a mask on it anymore. I mean, these guys all have the same vision when it comes to the Jewish state and when it comes to the Palestinians. Iran has been, currently is, and always will be the number one sponsor of terror in the world. They keep their hands clean by hiring these mercenary terrorist groups to surround Israel, to carry out attacks. They create chaos everywhere they do this. I mean, that's their goal, because their theology drives them in what they do. And by the way, that's true of you as a listener today, too. You might not think you have a theology, but you do. If you don't think God exists, well, I've got news for you. That is a theology. In your study of God, you believe that he just doesn't exist. But your theology will impact the decisions you make. The psalmist reveals that to us in Psalm 1. What you think about God is the most important thing about you. And we see this reality with the Iranians. Their view of their God drives them to do the things they do. And it's not just the Iranians. And all of their little cohorts in the region, they are, as like I just said, the number one sponsor of terror. They fund it, they supply it. This includes Hamas in Gaza and the West Bank. You also have the Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Gaza and the West Bank. They deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria. There are Iranians going to and from Iran and Syria, Damascus, all the time. That's why Israel is constantly attacking Damascus. Why? They're attacking terror troops, and they're in the region, and they're also destroying new shipments of weapons that come in from Iran and are funneled to Syria, Lebanon, and all over the region. They have the Houthis in Yemen that are now getting involved in the last several weeks, firing things at southern Israel. Before, we knew the Houthis were a problem, but they weren't directly a problem for Israel. Now it's personal. They've been attacking Israel personally. This is what Iran does. And just a note on that, something I think is interesting as you go back to the book of Daniel is, if you remember when Gabriel, ever since Daniel was confessing the sin of his nation of the people of Israel, understanding and conveying to God that he understood why his people was in captivity and recognizing their perfect God, Gabriel, when he finally made it to him, said, I've been trying to come to you to relay a message to you, because ever since you started praying, God has heard you. But the prince of Persia withstood me. And I think he says for 21 days, if I'm not mistaken, the prince of Persia withstood me. Isn't it interesting? Iran being modern day Persia. First of all, you learn that the devil and his tactics is very well organized. He has his fallen angels, those who wreak havoc and spread evil. He has them dispersed over the nations of the earth. He has them delegated over regions. Any wonder that Paul calls him the God of this world? And then fast forward to today, and you see what Persia, Iranians don't call themselves Iranians. Iranians call themselves Persians. You look today at the influence over the country of Iran or ancient Persia, and look at what they're responsible for in the world today. Isn't it interesting that it dates back as far as even before the book of Daniel, but it's something that's revealed to us in that book that I think is worth taking note of.
Great point. Great point. Well, it is. It's exciting to just see how your ministry, your testimony of how the Lord captured you in the heart of Montana, and you go to Wyoming for Bible college, and you have ultimately a heart to serve the Lord, which gives us a heart for Israel if we're correctly aligned with that. And Holly, I know, being from Montana, almost every good person that I know is a Bible believing and servant. They don't just believe, but they do a lot. My wife comes from a family of 12 in Montana. We have the testimony of the Montana boys going and serving there. But we're also in Texas, the other Lone Star State, who has a big heart for Israel. I think there you go.
That's so right. Cool.
Yeah, wow. A woodworker made this for us when we were doing a conference in Texas a few years ago. And Texas is a huge supporting state of the ministry, and they put this together for us, and I've kept it on display in my office ever since. Very near and dear state to us.
That's beautiful. So do you have any conferences planned, or when will we be seeing you again here in Texas?
Nothing definitive in Texas for 2024 as of yet. And primarily that's due to a mere circling back to how you don't always understand why God is giving you a calling until it manifests itself. And you look back and go, wow. Well, just even yesterday, he said this, that he really felt in 2023 early on that it was time to take a sabbatical from travel for a year and stay in Israel, focus on Connect, expanding the media reach there in Israel, connecting with local Israelis. And when this war broke out in October, what's transpired in his heart since then is just, even yesterday he said, I now understand all the more why God put this sense of urgency for me to take a sabbatical in 2024 to focus on ministry in Israel as well. And I mean, it makes sense to all of us, not just him. We're looking at it going, wow, yeah, like to me personally, I'm like, wow, like I hadn't really thought of that until he said it out loud. Mm. And that's exactly it, is that's what God knew. God knows everything in advance. And so this is why he's put this urgency on Amir's heart. And so for 2024, fast forward, Amir's taking a sabbatical from international travel, aside from our Mediterranean cruise conference in October, but that's like an hour drive for him to get to the airport. And it's a very local trip for him right there in his region, and something his family can be part of. Aside from that, he's taking the sabbatical. We're still active, especially in the States and online, spreading the ministry. I mean, this is an example right here. And that's how we want it to be. But we will have some speaking engagements and conferences around the U.S. in 24. We don't have any officially planned from being organized by Behold Israel yet, but myself, Mike Golay, who's speaking this weekend, we have a couple different commitments throughout the year for smaller conferences to still continue to expand the reach of the ministry, but nothing definitive for Texas yet.
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, if you feel inspired to reach out to Behold Israel, get out there and grab one of these books. You saw the QR codes earlier. Mm-hmm. Definitely get on that Telegram channel. You'll be able to stay up to date on what is new and going on. And we all are praying for the release of the rest of those hostages and praying for the safety of all of our IDF soldiers that are out there. And if you're looking for some way to get involved, and you bought the book, you're on the channel, look at the different tours that they have coming up and the different conferences and reach out. I think I went onto your website, Jason, and I could see, all of your staff and reach out to Jason and see how you might be able to get involved with what's going on. And for us, the Lord is challenging us, even me and Holly right now. You talked about a way to, we're in ministry, but I'm looking for just a normal job for how do I pay for our bills. And so we're praying that the Lord will open the door for us, for work and in different ways, but seek first the kingdom of God and all of the things will be open. So we're praying for the Lord to open doors for us. And if you need prayer, and you need, a way to, get involved, seek him first, and the Lord will open doors and answer prayers for you.
I just wanted to share, I appreciate the books and I appreciate the Telegram information, but I know Amir has touched my heart and the lives of many others through the messages that God has given him that I've seen on YouTube. So maybe, share a little bit about that, what has been on his heart recently.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube is how I found this ministry by accident. We have a host of every Bible teaching Amir has done for the most part is on YouTube. Our other Q&As, our prophecy roundtables, which are in-depth discussions on a specific prophetical topic, those are all on YouTube. We have a public reading of scripture on our Behold Israel community channel on YouTube. We have our weekly prayer meetings on Zoom. They're also on our community channel, but you can find all of our teachings, educational resources on our main channel. It's Behold Israel with Amir Tsarfati. You'll see it. There's nearly 900,000 subscribers. It's grown so much in the last couple of years, and make use of those. They're free. Make use of them. And again, you can keep up to speed with everything we're doing as a ministry by checking out our website, beholdisrael.org.
Yeah. Well, that means a lot to me. What you said, it's free. Freely you have received, freely give. I appreciate that so much. And I think we're hungry in the world right now. Amos says that there's coming a famine for the word of God. And so to just get as much of the word out there right now for people to store up, I think is so important. And so definitely want to encourage our viewers to connect ultimately to God, connect to His Word. If you don't know about the weekly Torah portions that in the Jewish world are followed, there's a scripture pattern. They read through the five books of Moses, Genesis through Deuteronomy, but we're seeing prophecy played out according to what we're reading each week. And you're going to see confirmation in the book of Revelation, the New Testament. So I would definitely encourage our viewers right now to get connected in the Word, but also get in sync with the Torah portions that will reveal things to you. But what y'all are doing, what Amir is doing, and each one of you involved with Behold Israel, getting the gospel message out is so important. And thank you. Thank you for what y'all are doing.
Amen. You know,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the best way to battle or to fight with Israel in this time, it's not only giving of your time and resources to ministries that are out there like Behold Israel, mm-hmm. but it also is to fight the evil inclination within yourself and to begin to walk in faith and walk out your faith. That is the place to start. It there's no more time to mess around. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've messed around maybe in the past, or we thought, you know, that's something for later. But as we begin to see more and more of these signs come together, we need to take these things very seriously. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Jason.
No, I mean, just following that, just teach us to number our days, O Lord, that we might gain a heart of wisdom. Because it's the fool who says, tomorrow. And that's not the character of God, and that's not the heart of God, and it's not the calling of God. Mm-hmm. We care about these things. We ought to be caring about these things now, because just like James said, you know, our life is but a vapor. When you're related to an eternal God, when you have a relationship with an eternal God who's not confined to the idea of time, mm-hmm. vapor is the right word, just like that. Mm-hmm. What should be so insignificant in the eyes of an eternal God is so critical to the eyes of an eternal God. And he values you. He's given you this time. He's put you here in this reason for a reason in this season. Make the most of it where you are.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Las Vegas. And we look forward to having you back on the show. And perhaps we'll have to do a live from the cruise ship show. I got to talk to Corey about that. Maybe yes. He'll allow us GLC to come with you.
we're really looking forward to it. It's a unique one in the Mediterranean because it does hit some biblical sites: Ephesus, Athens, Istanbul is not biblical, but it's rich with church history, rich with so much church history. So some unique places. Yeah.
I think there's a story of Mary may have retired in the Ephesus area after the death of Yeshua. I think that's kind of some of the history there, but I've been to Ephesus before. It was very beautiful. But thank you again so much. And we just want to support Behold Israel, and you know, again, that's why we did this show. If you're watching this show right now and you feel inspired, mm-hmm. please again reach out to them, get onto their website, and learn how to get involved. We thank you so much for joining us on the Light of the Southwest. I think a lot of shows we We emphasize the love of Israel. We emphasize the love of the Torah. We emphasize the love of the Jewish people. That's kind of what we're about on GLC. If you've appreciated watching our shows, please remember to like and subscribe on our YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe. You can see when we're releasing new stuff. Go on to GLC Bookstore and support us that way. We are a listener-supported program, and we thank you so much for being with us over the years. And as we transition and make lots of different little changes here and there, and how to support us, like again by going on YouTube, we thank you for following us. And Holly and I are just privileged to be with you as your hosts on this channel. And pray for us as we have our own needs, and we pray for you. We pray for our audience, and we pray that we don't ramble on and just keep saying things, but that our words are meaningful to you. If you need prayer, we do have our prayer channel, our telephone channel, that you can reach out and ask for prayer. You can also make a comment down below. We do follow these things, and we want to support you as you support us. So we thank you for joining us on this week's program, The Light of the Southwest. And do you mind closing us in a word of prayer, Holly?
Sure. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Abba Father. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. Thank you for the love that you have poured out to us. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I pray right now that everlasting life would touch the hearts of all those who are watching, and that it would spread out across the earth, and that your kingdom would come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus. We thank you so much for him and the hope that we have. Thank you for Behold Israel, for Amir Tsarfati, for Jason. Jason, thank you so much for all those that are connected to his ministry. May your blessings pour out upon them, Abba Father. Lift them up, strengthen them, protect them. And I thank you so much for this time that you've given us today. May you be glorified in all that we say and do. And may your Son, may his name go forth in all the earth. I pray all this in the name and merit of Yeshua Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom. Thank you.